Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 12th of January, 2016. It's the birthday of the novelist Jack London, San Francisco, 1876. Went to school through the 8th grade, then went to work, manual labor, worked in a cannery. He was an oysterman. He was a crew member aboard a seal hunting expedition to the Bering Sea. And he got along well out at sea. Jack London said, "My method was deliberate and simple. In the first place, I resolved to do my work no matter how hard or dangerous it might be, so well that no man would be called upon to do it for me." He said, "It was my pride that I was taken in as an equal, in spirit as well as in fact. From then on, everything was beautiful." Off the coast of Japan, the ship hit a typhoon. Sailors took turns at the wheel because it was so physically exhausting. London was called for his turn, ship rocking wildly, wind and rain. He could barely see, waves crashing over the stern. He said, "At the end of the hour, sweating and played out, I was relieved, but I had done it. I had done my trick at the wheel and guided 100 tons of wood and iron through a few million tons of wind and waves." He came back to San Francisco and saw that there was a writing contest sponsored by the newspaper, the San Francisco Call, and he wrote about the typhoon. He wrote a piece called "Story of a Typhoon Off the Coast of Japan," and it won first prize, and that was the beginning of his career as a writer. He went off to the Klondike for the gold rush, did not find gold, but he got material for his first book, The Call of the Wild, a novel about a sled dog in the Yukon, and was an enormous success. He was only 27 years old. It's the birthday of John Winthrop, born Suffolk, England, 1588, the Puritan governor of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, famous for his City on the Hill sermon, in which he said that the Puritans who came to the New World had a special covenant with God to create a new holy community. He also said, though, that the rich had a holy duty to look after the poor. It's the birthday of Edmund Burke, Dublin, 1729, went into the House of Commons. He was a great orator, famous reformer, opposed the tyranny of the monarchy, supporting the cause of the American colonists, a man of great eloquence who nonetheless did not seem able to persuade others to his point of view. And it's the birthday of the writer Haruki Murakami, born in Kyoto, Japan, 1949, criticized by some Japanese for being too westernized, grew up reading Vonnegut, Fitzgerald, Capote, Raymond Carver. His latest novel, Colorless Tsukuru Tozaki, and His Years of Pilgrimage, came out in 2014 and sold 1 million copies in a month. Here's a poem for today by David Ignato, "For My Daughter, in Reply to a Question." We're not going to die. We'll find a way. We'll breathe deeply and eat carefully. We'll think always on life. There'll be no fading for you or for me. We'll be the first, and we'll not laugh at ourselves ever. And your children will be my grandchildren. Nothing will have changed except by addition. There'll never be another as you, and never another as I. No one ever will confuse you nor confuse me with another. We will not be forgotten and passed over and buried under the births and deaths to come." A poem by David Ignato, "For My Daughter, in Reply to a Question," from his collection Against the Evidence, published by Wesleyan University Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by LegalZoom, resources to help protect intellectual property, including trademark, copyrights, patents, and independent attorney consultations. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.